Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Anita McDonald. Anita McDonald is the founding CEO of Meteor Fireball. She is a former opera singer and pianist aimed to provide a safe and state-of-the-art solution for sophisticated online music lessons. She spearheaded the development of Meteor Tutors, an edtech solution that provides a secure online space for students and tutors to meet online across countries via the web or mobile app. McDonald, a multiple prize-winning pianist at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland and qualified secondary head teacher, scaled global online tuition by matching qualified and vetted tutors with clients on a secure two-factor ID site with facial and fingerprint technology lessons. Students and tutors benefit from the automated engagement and payment services for ease of use. Well, good afternoon, Anita. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. This is so awesome. Meeting a new person every single day, sometimes multiple people, and I traverse the world. This is so fun. And you're hailing out of the great country of the UK, or you've got some Scottish roots there. So I appreciate your time on the show today. So
you're very welcome.
Absolutely. So Anita, we're going to jump directly into the questions here so we can get your story shared out with our audience. You've got quite the career in the music arts. You were an opera singer, teacher, and now the founding CEO of Meteor Fireball. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
I think the secret at the beginning was a willingness to work and definitely poverty. And I don't mean to over-egg that pudding, but it was the case that I lived with grandparents. And then when my grand passed away when I was 13, I became the woman of the house. So I quickly realized I would have to work in various ways. And so that was just what I became was, you know, my work ethic was always very strong. And so that combined with always wanted to try new genres, new career paths, trying things out, having multiple income streams in order to be successful. That was my driver. And then in teaching, I quickly realized the power that management had in decision making. So I wanted to be in charge of my own destiny and put my sort of innovative skills into practice. But more recently, you know, there's very little point in having great ideas and waiting for others to sort of implement them, as it's kind of sometimes like turning a juggernaut. So agility and disruption have been always my sort of byword, but now the ability, you know, with the internet to be able to do that properly makes me very lucky.
Thank you for sharing. And we've all had those stories of challenges in our life. So I appreciate your share of, you know, what you had to learn early to make that transition into really your career at a very young age. So thank you. Anita, tell us a bit about what inspired you to launch your tutoring platform called Meteor Tutors.
Well, firstly, I did have a school. I was in charge of a music school, and there were always various excuses for not turning up, whether it be the snow or traffic or whatever. So I really wanted to find other ways of providing seamless education on a weekly basis to students. And that was why I first wanted to have an online platform, so that if there was any reason parents couldn't get out and about, then the students could use that. So that was my first reason. And then what excites me most about being a social entrepreneur is to be able to give children from other economies the same career choices I had in the UK. It sort of excites me and makes me very motivated to make it as best, you know, the site as best as I could. So that was really the first reason. And I wanted to use the most sort of advanced programming software in order to do that. I'd had, you know, off-the-shelf websites that hadn't been particularly good. I had tried other major leading video conferencing programs that didn't satisfy my requirements and weren't designed for educational purposes. So that was why I decided to design it with my educational background.
Thank you. I love the story about helping people of all walks of life and socioeconomic backgrounds. So giving everybody an opportunity. Thank you. And so, Anita, are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your business? And if not, maybe you found a cool tool or app that you found useful you might be able to share with us.
Well, absolutely. I mean, even, you know, on the system, we use the most modern programming tech, the same as other major players in the market. The difference for me is that because we're more agile, we're more innovative, and we can custom design for clients. So, for example, one music teacher wanted a metronome on screen, and so we created this on-screen metronome button so that kids would never be wandering off away from the piano to say, can I find a metronome? Now, this is the same for any subject that people are teaching. We can customize it for them. And because we own all of it, then it's easy to do that for people. But obviously, our next steps are things like 4D education, which will be a no-brainer, especially in more poverty-stricken parts of the world. I think that will be amazing. And, you know, down to, we recommend a lot of apps on our resources page, and app designers can put them on there for nothing as advertising. So lots and lots of ways of using new and emerging technologies.
Thank you for sharing that. And I appreciate that, because we're a technology platform, and the fact that you're using music as a platform or in your business, that's very helpful for people in our audience. So Anita, last question, can you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in music or entrepreneurship?
Well, I consider myself lucky and unlucky that I started out as a musician before the internet, because obviously I'm that bit older. But I was in work as a musician from the age of 16, playing, accompanying, playing in bands, playing hotels, functions. I didn't stay within the confines of classical music. And also, I wasn't good enough to be a top flight pianist like Ashkenazi. So you can't kid yourself. I was quite pragmatic about my own skills and how they could work for me. So I would advise you to combine your skills. Make sure you've got more profitable styles and genres if you're looking to work full time as a musician. But the main thing is, don't give up. The phone won't ring anymore. You have to get as many online agents as you can. Turn up early. Smile at people. Don't be emotional. Just factual. Don't take knockbacks personally. I've paid for this software by playing and still playing concerts, and I still get knocked back for concerts, but it's not personal. So you just keep on rolling. The main thing I would say to you is use apps if you're teaching, rather than relying on old-fashioned books that you know about, because you have to teach to your client's future and not your own past.
Thank you. I think that's very relevant in today's age, and I appreciate you sharing that. That's very honest advice. It's really some gems for our audience. So Anita, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I enjoyed it too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.